Civics 101 is supported in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
You're listening to Civics 101. I'm Nick Capodice.
I'm Hannah McCarthy.
Today's question comes from our listener, Jennifer, who wrote, "What is the difference between a state and a commonwealth? Will Puerto Rico become a state or a commonwealth?" So we will explain those differences and the history and process of adding states to our union, stars to our canton.
I grew up in a commonwealth, Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So what is the difference between that and a state?
All right, well, the short answer is none whatsoever.
None at all.
Nope. At least if we're talking about the four states that refer to themselves as commonwealths, Massachusetts, Kentucky, Virginia, and Pennsylvania, there is no legal distinction between them and a state in any way.
Then why do they call themselves that?
It's purely political philosophy. When those states wrote their constitutions in the 1700s and 1800s, they used the term commonwealth to more align themselves with the thoughts of Thomas Hobbes and John Locke. It was a common term back then, representing the ideals of a democratic state.
It's actually quite lovely. But what about Puerto Rico?
Oh, well, here we go. Puerto Rico is one of five U.S. territories. They also refer to themselves as a commonwealth, but again, they are a territory, meaning they currently have no representation. Over 3 million Americans live there, but they don't send anyone to Congress, they don't have any electoral votes, they don't vote for president, they don't pay federal income taxes, but they do pay payroll taxes. However, this November, the people of Puerto Rico voted that they wished to become the 51st state.
Ms. Colon for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On November the 3rd, Puerto Rican voters made a clear choice to become a permanent part of this union. To become a state in equal footing and equal responsibility with the 50 states.
So to learn about the process of adding Puerto Rico as a state, I spoke to Robinson Woodward Burns. He's a professor of political science at Howard University. He first told me why the Democratic Party is interested in adding it as a state.
One thing that we see is that the Senate is malapportioned. It overrepresents rural areas. And this is pretty famous. If you look, for example, at Wyoming, this is a state with two escalators and two senators. It overrepresents its constituents, particularly relative to, say, California, which is a much more populous state. So it's a famous sort of problem. It's built into the Constitution, and it would take a constitutional amendment to revise that. And those small rural states are never going to allow an amendment like that to be ratified. So if the Senate is unfixable, the answer might be to just bring in more states.
We've shifted gears here from naming conventions like Commonwealth versus state to actually creating a state, which sounds like it would benefit one party over another.
People will say that, again, this might be a partisan move, but it's always been partisan. When Republicans in Congress in 1889 were facing a pretty long shot electoral odds in the 1890 election, they simply created six new states and they got 12 senators out of it. The Dakota Territory became two different states overnight. And this has been done often. In 1864, Nevada, with 20,000 people, became a state in advance of the 1864 election.
I did not know that.
Me neither, and maybe it's because it's been so long since any states have been admitted.
I know Washington, D.C. is being considered for statehood as well, and both they and Puerto Rico lean Democrat. So if they're both admitted, that would add four senators from the Democratic Party?
Maybe.
Congress, under Article 4, has broad authority over the territories, including Puerto Rico, to admit those states. Again, the two sort of arguments against D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood, that it's partisan, that sort of misses the point, and that it, you know, there are constitutional objections to that. I don't think those really stand up historically. I think the real barrier to D.C. and Puerto Rico statehood are whether Democrats are actually willing to play hardball come January 3rd, should they take the Senate. And that remains to be seen.
And flagmakers would indeed have their work cut out. That's Commonwealths and Adding States on Civics 101. You can submit your questions at our website, civics101podcast.org.